As lawmakers on Capitol Hill are busy debating President Bush's huge war budget, little is being said about another major foreign policy initiative. The Millennium Challenge account is supposed to provide aid to the world's poorest countries, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Colin Powell rarely misses a chance to tout what he describes as a fundamental change in the way the U.S. helps foreign countries, an initiative he says is a priority for the Bush administration.
The Millennium Challenge account provides billions of dollars of new development assistance to those nations most in need, those nations who are committed to democracy and openness and the individual rights of their citizens.
President Bush often brings up the Millennium Challenge account in his talks with foreign leaders, including this week with Kenya's new president, Mwai Kibaki, who clearly hopes his country will benefit.
It is our desire that Kenya be fast-tracked into the program to help consolidate our democratic gains. This will send positive signals to the rest of the world, for democracy pays dividends.
But a year and a half after President Bush first announced the initiative and said it would eventually amount to an extra $5 billion a year in development assistance, his Millennium Challenge account is still just a work in progress. Stephen Radelet, a former Treasury Department official, now at the Center for Global Development, says the administration missed several opportunities to push members of Congress to move quickly.
There's been a lot of support, but they've asked a lot of very legitimate questions, and the administration hasn't really been forthcoming with detailed answers. And as a result, they are getting the message that it isn't quite the high priority that the administration intended.
Radelet says the administration hasn't been clear about how programs would be designed and monitored. The Bush administration says the initiative will be run by a government corporation with about 100 staffers and with Secretary Powell as chairman of the board. Officials are less clear about how this corporation would relate to USAID, which already runs most U.S. foreign assistance programs. Radelet says the Bush administration tends to avoid existing institutions and start fresh.
Their inclination has been to try new programs, new bureaucracies, rather than using the existing ones. And so the consensus, and I believe that members of Congress will go along with it, will be to run this program through a new corporation.
Though there is broad support for it, Congress has yet to pass legislation authorizing the Millennium Challenge account, and lawmakers facing huge budget requests for Iraq and elsewhere are cutting back the president's $1.3 billion budget request for the first year of the initiative. Larry Knowles of the Congressional Research Service says there's the danger that, like the Bush administration's HIV/AIDS program, the Millennium Challenge account will get a slower and smaller start than expected.
It may not begin as rapidly. It may not begin in as comprehensive a way as many people had hoped or imagined. And I think that what it's going to do is make it much more difficult to achieve the $5 billion funding level by 2006.
Even so, the administration is already getting a lot of political mileage out of the Millennium Challenge account, both here and abroad, long before the project actually gets off the ground. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.